We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, work by the Magen Midovna. The Magen Midovna had been explaining that when it comes to the mitzvos between man and his fellow man, so there a person might say, oh, I want to do it to do him a favor. And a person thinks, I know the value of what I'm doing. And along comes the Torah and says there's much more value to every mitzvah than we perceive. It's not only about helping our fellow man. We ourselves become better people as we perform the mitzvot of the Torah. And that's why it's so important, that attitude that the Torah teaches us, that our performance of mitzvot is not contingent on our understanding. Quite the contrary, the Torah sometimes refers to the laws of the Torah as statutes, because we have a limited understanding. Even when we think we understand, there's still so much more to the mitzvah that we don't appreciate. We're on page Reish Lamed Gimel. That's what our sages said of blessed memory. B'ma'amar Nizkal, as we in continuing what we quoted earlier, the Gemara says, you might have thought that when it comes to judging, if a person sits in judgment, he's a judge, so then why should God's presence be there? So what if he's ruling according to the laws of the Torah? You might think, no, so he's making peace. He's finding the happy medium. He's finding justice between two people. Why should that be a mitzvah? Why should God's presence be there? That's why the Gemara had to tell us, no. You have to appreciate that when you're helping people make the peace, that's also part of Torah. A person shouldn't view it as, oh, the judge, he's just, you know, he's making the peace. Okay, so there are judges in Uzbekistan and in Afghanistan, and there are judges in Israel. No, because when the judges are going according to the Torah, and they're achieving peace between people, so then they're in fulfillment of a mitzvah to the point where Hashem says, I'm there with them. I'm there with them as if they were doing the biggest mitzvah of learning Torah. So even a mitzvah that seems to us as not a mitzvah, you think it's just you're helping two neighbors get along and find out what's fair between them, comes along the Talmud and tells us there's so much more to it. It's not just you're making the peace between them. When it comes to the Torah, it says, God had it all planned out. He knew what he was doing when he gave us the Torah. So then, when we go in the ways of the Torah, we have a responsibility to be faithful without making changes. And now that's not so easy. If we approach Torah as something that we think we have a complete handle on, if we approach Torah and say, I know why it says that someone who steals pays double, that's in order to ensure that he doesn't steal. So then sometimes we'll come along and say, oh, I have a better way of ensuring it. But the key here is that Hashem says, but I know better. I gave you Torah and I know what's the way, what's the proper way, what's the good way to lead your life here. And there's always that temptation that I understand and I could do different. So that's why the Torah has to stress, it says in the book of Job, I thought about it, so to speak, Hashem says. I didn't just give you Torah without thought. I understood what's good for you, and I planned the Torah, and it goes in accordance with what's right for you in life. If you had a master that his servant thought, I could do better than the master. So he told me to bring in a pitcher of water, I'll bring him a pitcher of juice. He'd get upset, I didn't ask you for juice. Even though the servant will say, but I did twice as much. I squeezed out 50 oranges to make you a pitcher of juice. So you think you did more. But the master says, but that's not what I wanted. How much more so when it comes to the service of our Creator, blessed be He. Asher en ata itanu.
When
it comes to the mitzvos, we don't have a handle exactly how the mitzvos affect things in this world. we see our end of the spectrum. And if a person thinks, I'll make changes and I'll do things the way I see is right, so then he's changing the mitzvos, and ultimately he's going to be tremendously shamed, because how does he think he outsmarted his creator? God knew what he was doing when he gave the mitzvos this way. And as a child, I heard a mashal from the Magen Midovna. I don't know where it's written, but that the Magen Midovna said, if we want to understand this idea, then it's similar to the following story. There was an orphan who didn't have anyone to take care of him. And there was this family that would call him in and give him food and give him clothing. And they took care of him and they were his friends in life. And one day he gets called by the woman of the house, and she tells him, look, up in the attic we have sacks of old clothing. You could take them and use them, sell them, do what you want with them. So he goes up to the attic and he starts collecting the bags together, and he sees he needs a little bit of string to tie them all together. So he looks around and he sees a string over there coming down from the ceiling. So he figures, I'll take a little slither of the string and I'll use it to tie my bags. So he pulls out his pocket knife and he cuts the string. And when he cuts the string, he suddenly hears a shatter. What happened? He edges his way down the steps, and he sees that that string was holding up the chandelier. So he thought, I'm just taking a little piece of the string. But what really happened? We are that orphan. We live in this world where we're given countless gifts, and we're given mitzvos. And sometimes we think, I'll just take a little bit off. But you don't know what that string is attached to. You don't know what's happening when you pull off that string. So that's what he's saying here. We have the mitzvos, and Hashem says, even the mitzvos you think you understand, there's so much more that you're accomplishing when you do a mitzvah. Don't think you could start making changes in the mitzvos because you don't have a full handle on what's going on with it.